We have iconic Australian animals, kangaroos, koalas, but if you had to pick an iconic Australian insect, a bogong moth might spring to mind. They were often known to swarm the lights at Parliament House, sometimes the hallways too, and even made headlines landing on a singer during the Sydney Olympics. But today they've been added to the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List of Threatened Species, a leading global scientific assessment of extinction risk. They and 123 other Australian plants and animals are on this year's list, and experts are warning it's another red flag that we're losing wildlife fast. Here's Alexia Atwood.
Senior research scientist at the Australian Museum, Andrew Mitchell, was caught off guard by news that the bogong moth is among the species added to the red list.
I was shocked, frankly. It was hard for me to believe that an insect that's so widespread and so iconic should be placed on the endangered list.
The moth expert knew the species was having a rough time, particularly with the recent drought, but he was predicting they'd rebound. He says their decline is wreaking havoc on food chains, leaving other species like the critically endangered mountain pygmy possum starving.
They transfer, it's estimated, around 5,000 gigajoules of energy into the alpine ecosystem. That's really, it's around 2.5 million Big Macs. That's a lot of food and a lot of energy going into that system. And in the last 3 years, it just hasn't been there.
Of the 124 new additions to the red list, 54 have been categorised as either critically endangered, endangered or vulnerable, which includes the grey-headed flying fox, greenlip abalone, Arcadia velvet gecko and several insect species from Kangaroo Island. Dr. Jessica Marsh is an honorary research associate at the South Australian Museum and lives on Kangaroo Island. She was the person responsible for coordinating the assessment of invertebrate species, meaning she gathered a group of experts to nominate which species they believed were most in trouble because of the recent bushfires.
A lot of people don't like insects and bugs and spiders, and I think by producing these lists, it really does highlight that these species are at threat and also that they are really important. Our world depends on them. And by getting a better representation of invertebrates on these lists, which usually are very much skewed towards your mammals and your birds, it kind of helps to bring more attention to invertebrate species.
It's not just ecosystems we need to worry about. A decline in the bogong moth could mean future generations are missing out on an important food source. That's because climate change threatens food security. But if we can overcome the mental hurdle of eating insects, they could become an important source of protein. Olympia Yaga is the CEO of GoTerra, a company that designs technology to better manage food waste and tackle the climate crisis.
The bogong moth tastes a little like it has a texture of pseudo chicken, but it's got a more nutty flavour and a little bit more of a umami fish taste, which is it's really lovely.
Yeah, so would that be one of your favourite insects to eat and the ones that you can probably convince the most people to try?
It hasn't really got there yet. We have a CSIRO project that we're working on around Indigenous species to Australia that are capable of being used for human consumption. When you think about food that is good to eat, we want things that are homegrown, we want things that are part of our culture, and we want things that taste good in our diet.
Andrew Mitchell from the Australian Museum says while we're noticing the decline of species like the bogong moth, they're really the canary in the coal mine.
I would imagine that there are a lot of additional species that live in the same area that are equally threatened. It's just that we don't have the data on it. We need lots more research to try and establish what other species might be of a conservation concern.
That's Andrew Mitchell from the Australian Museum, Alexia Atwood reporting.